WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Daniela Burson. Topping our report this hour, practice facilities without showers, plastic bags instead of windows, a lack of communication between ownership and players. These are just some of the complaints made by members of the Blue Sky FC soccer team, where Governor Phil Murphy is a majority owner. Blue Sky is one of nine teams in the National Women's Soccer League whose Players Association is now investigating the issue. It's been happening for decades. Municipal courts in Jersey routinely charge outrageous fines and impose haphazard penalties for minor offenses so they can collect huge sums of money for their towns, but a new report recommends the system be completely overhauled.
A state Supreme Court committee is calling for municipal sentencing guidelines limiting bench warrants for many minor crimes and strict new rules for financial penalties imposed by these local courts. State Senator Declan O'Scanlan says it's become obvious we need to change the way municipal courts are operating.
If you have a simple infraction where a police officer may pull you over and educate you, the profit incentive may turn that into a huge ticket.
The focus of our judiciary, says O'Scanlan, needs to be on justice, not revenue. David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Starting July 20th and for 2 weeks, several police agencies will partner up to remind drivers to act responsibly on Route 70, where a number of serious car crashes, some fatal, are taking place.
So if we could bring awareness to people coming from other counties, from other states, to the potential dangers on this road and to pay attention, that's great. That's what we want to do.
Glenn Miller with the Ocean County Prosecutor's Office says extra police will be on Route 70 between Ocean County and Brielle in Monmouth County, ready to crack down on the causes of such accidents, including speed, texting, drunk driving, and no seatbelt. The owners of two horse rescues are helping to care for animals removed from the Labrador Farms Equine Sanctuary after the Waterford Farms owner was accused of neglecting dozens of horses. The owners of Relaxo Ranchero and Twist of Fate Farm and Sanctuary say they aren't endorsing Sarah Rabinowitz, they just want to help the horses. Rabinowitz faces several animal cruelty charges.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.